Hello everyone, today we're going to explore a fascinating topic, the human nervous and glandular systems. Think of your body's coordination like a high-tech command center, where the nervous system is the super-fast internet, sending electrical signals in milliseconds, and the glandular system is the reliable postal service, sending chemical messages through the bloodstream. This chapter is crucial for your C exam, and I'm excited to take you on this journey into the body's control systems. You might be wondering, why are these systems so important? Well, they control everything you think, feel, and do. The nervous system is the body's primary control and communication network, receiving information from the environment and generating a suitable response. For example, when you touch a hot object, the stimulus sends a signal to your brain, and your reaction is to pull your hand away. It's like a rapid response team working together to keep you safe. Now, let's dive into the basics of the nervous system. The neuron, or nerve cell, is the structural and functional unit of the nervous system. Its job is to transmit nerve impulses, or electrical signals. A neuron has three main parts: the cell body, dendrites, and axon. The dendrites receive nerve impulses from other neurons, the cell body contains the nucleus, and the axon carries nerve impulses away from the cell body to other neurons or muscles. It's like a little messenger, carrying important information throughout your body. The central nervous system, or CNS, is the main control center, consisting of the brain and the spinal cord. The brain is the command center of the body, protected within the cranial cavity of the skull. It's covered by three protective membranes called meninges, and it's responsible for controlling all voluntary actions, like walking and talking. The cerebrum is the largest part of the brain, and it's the center of intelligence, memory, emotion, logic, and consciousness. The cerebellum, on the other hand, controls body balance and posture, and coordinates voluntary movements. And the medulla oblongata, well, it controls vital and voluntary actions like heartbeat and breathing rate. Now, here's the interesting part, reflex actions. A reflex action is a sudden, rapid, and involuntary response to a stimulus, controlled by the spinal cord. For example, when you touch a pin, you immediately withdraw your hand. It's like a protective mechanism, working to keep you safe. The reflex arc is the neural pathway that a nerve impulse follows during a reflex action, and it's a pretty cool process. Let's think about this for a moment. Does this make sense so far? We've covered the basics of the nervous system, and now we're going to move on to the glandular system. The glandular system, also known as the endocrine system, consists of glands that produce chemical messengers called hormones. Hormones travel through the bloodstream to target cells and regulate various bodily functions like growth, metabolism, and mood. It's like a chemical mail system, working to keep your body in balance. There are two types of glands, endocrine glands and exocrine glands. Endocrine glands are ductless, meaning they release hormones directly into the bloodstream, while exocrine glands have ducts and release hormones into a duct. For example, the pancreas is an endocrine gland that produces insulin, which regulates blood sugar levels. And the salivary gland is an exocrine gland that produces saliva, which helps with digestion. You might be wondering, what's the difference between these two systems? Well, the nervous system is like a rapid response team, working quickly to respond to stimuli, while the glandular system is like a long-term regulatory system, working to keep your body in balance over time. Both systems are crucial for your overall health and well-being, and it's essential to understand how they work together. Now, let's summarize the key points. We've covered the